David, Monday night, massive match tomorrow night. What's your thoughts on the eve of a huge European game here at Windsor Park?
Looking forward to it. Excited by the challenge. Excited by the opportunity that the players are going to have tomorrow night to progress through a round again. So the players should be and they will be ready. We'll assess the playing squad tonight, see where we're at with injuries, the game on Saturday, and then hopefully pick the right 11 to go and get a positive performance tomorrow night.
It's only half time, obviously, in the tie. Was it hard to keep everybody's mind on the Institute game on Saturday with such as the level of excitement that there is about tomorrow night's game?
No, I don't think so. And again, those who were at the game would have certainly seen a fully focused Linfield. We did concede a soft, poor goal in the first half, but you know, we always looked as if after that we were in control of the game, and it looked as if we were only a matter of time from scoring. Thankfully, we did. We got the goal from Kirk, and then it gave us a little bit of a kickstart then when Jordan scored a wonderful second goal. Going into half-time, we always sort of knew that we were more than capable of creating other chances. And again, importantly, we scored our first goal, I think, from a set play in Ryan McGivern Saturday. So I don't think there was an hour of sort of arrogance or whatever turning up. The players, yeah, they probably tired a little bit towards the end of the game, but that's to be expected with you know, with the work, not only that, you know, taking away the European games and whatever else, but basically the hard work they'd put in to beat Institute. You know, we certainly didn't underestimate them when we went out, and the good thing is we got what we wanted at the start of the game at 3 o'clock. We got the 3 points.
When you win away, there's an expectancy you can do it in the home leg, but they're a good side, they're a higher ranked side. You know, you're going to have to manage the expectations of the crowd here tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, hopefully again, and I know we publicly went looking for the crowd to come and make it an electric atmosphere against Hushabin. We'll certainly be looking for the same tomorrow night. And the expectation levels here tomorrow night, as you say, will be one away from home. This should be a little bit easier at home. I don't foresee that. I can see certainly a tough challenge tomorrow night. They'll have had a better look at us. For Shane is playing against them last week, we've had a better look at them, and they're a good side. They created numerous opportunities. We rode our luck maybe one or two times, but so did they. They rode their luck a couple of times, and we were probably unfortunate once or twice that we didn't get the third goal.
It's great that there is this level of interest in Linfield. You know, ticket sales have been really encouraging, and it's great that we're getting all this positivity and people wanting to come and. You know, so it's great for the players, the buzz around the club, the positivity, and, you know, we want to keep that going, don't we?
Yes, we certainly do. And again, the bigger the crowd, hopefully the better the atmosphere tomorrow night. And I say we always look forward to a big electric crowd, and especially in a European night, because again, for me as a manager, you never know when your next European tie and competition is going to come about. So when we are in it, when we are here, the here and the now, tomorrow, the present, it's important that we not only go and enjoy it, but we go with pride, like we did last week. We pump our chest out and say, well, let's have a right go here tonight. And the players have done that so far. And again, I look forward to the challenge that they're going to put on us tomorrow night.
And lastly, you know, you've talked about making history, and you know, tomorrow is another chance to make history. You know, it's the first time in a long time in the third round. It would be the first time ever to reach a fourth round if we can live the dream and get the right result tomorrow. So, you know, there's plenty of motivation here to win this game, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And there's motivation for myself as a manager. There's motivation for the players. There should be motivation for the supporters when they get here tomorrow night that, you know, if we were to get a positive result, then we'd only be one away from, you know, Europa League group stages, which would be a hell of an achievement for the players. So it's important that we're ready tomorrow night. The players, as I said before, will assess where we are. The positivity thing comes with positive performances, positive results, positive viewing on the new players, positive viewing that the players who were successful last year seem to have come back hungry for more success. So that's the positivity. You know, the results and everything else will take care of itself further forward. But the positive thing for me as a manager is the way people have responded coming back. And long may that continue, Andy.
Goes without saying, everybody wishes you and the players all the very best for what hopefully is another glorious night in our great history here at Windsor Park tomorrow night.
Thanks, Andy.